Hello, konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 13. Today in this episode, we will learn month and days in Japanese. Now let's go. We have learned how to count from 1 to 10. In order to say the month, we will just add gatsu after the number. So gatsu means month. January will be ichi gatsu. So ichi is one and gatsu is month. So one month means January. Ichi gatsu. February is ni gatsu. March, 3月 April, 4月 So here we cannot say 4月 It has to be 4月 May, 5月 June, 6月 July, 7月 So here also, we cannot say 7月, it is 7月 August, 8月 September, 9月 Here we cannot say 9月, it is 9月 October is 10月 November 11月 December 12月 So April 4月 July 7月 September 9月 These three are exceptions. Now, day of the month is much more complicated. From the first day of the month until the 10th, we have completely different way to call them. The first day of the month is 1日 Second, 2日 Third, 3日 Fourth, 4日 Fifth, 5日 Sixth, 6日 Seventh, 7日 Eighth, 8日 Ninth, 9日 Tenth, 10日 After 11, you just add 日 after the number. 11th is 11日 12th 12日 13th 13日 However, if it's 14, we say 14日 Same goes for 24th. It's 24日 So if it ends with 4, 14 and 24, we have to pronounce as 4日. And then another exception is 20th, which is 20日 The others are all 日. 14th is 14日, 24th is 24日. 20th is 20日. So,
before we get to the next part of the podcast, Thank you for your support, and I would like to introduce LingoPie, a great language learning app. Learning Japanese takes time, but the secret to improving faster? Immersion. Surrounding yourself with real, natural Japanese as much as possible. That's why I always recommend LingoPie. It's a language learning platform designed to help you learn through Japanese TV shows, dramas, and anime, but in a way that actually improves your comprehension. With LingoPie's interactive subtitles, you can watch with both Japanese and English on screen. Click any word for an instant translation, hear the pronunciation, and even save it for later. The comprehension input tool helps you test your understanding while you watch, making sure you're actively learning, not just passively watching. LingoPie also creates flashcards and quizzes automatically from the words you click, so reviewing vocabulary is effortless. And if a dialogue is too fast, just slow it down without distorting the audio. And here's my favorite part. LingoPie has over 3,000 Japanese shows and movies, not just anime. You can even connect your Netflix and Disney Plus account to get even more content, turning your favorite shows into a learning experience. Best of all, you can try it for free. Just check the link in the show note. And if you decide to subscribe, you'll get 55% off with our special discount code. If you're serious about learning Japanese, LingoPie makes it easy, natural, and fun. Click the link and start learning today.
So when we want to say 8th of June, we will start by month and then day. June is 6月. 8th is 8日. So, 6月8日. Today is 今日. So, 今日は6月8日です。 When we ask a question, what month, what day is it? We use 何. So, 何月 means which month. 何日 means which day. Tomorrow is 明日. So, 明日は何月何日ですか? 明日は何月何日ですか? So, tomorrow is 9th of June, so we will say
明日は6月9日です。
How do we ask for yesterday? So if it's a past tense, we will change the end part to でしたか? And then yesterday is 昨日.
昨日は何月? 何日でしたか? 昨日は何月何日でしたか?
Yesterday was 7th of June. So we say
昨日は6月7日でした. 昨日は6月7日でした.
So last question from me. When is your birthday? Birthday is 誕生日.
あなたの誕生日は何月何日ですか? あなたの誕生日は何月何日ですか?
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.